Why did you choose your last holiday?
My last holiday, I went to Nice in the south of France, and we chose that destination because it was somewhere we could fly to from Bristol. We were only going for, I think, 4 or 5 days, so we didn't want a long flight because we had to go there and come back, and you don't want like a long flight if you're only there for a little bit of time. And it was an we'd stayed further along the coast on a holiday before, and I knew I really, really liked that coast, and I was curious to explore a bit more of that coast. And there was enough there to do. There were because we developed a whole itinerary where we would go to different places, so I also checked out what the transport was like to make sure that we could go to like and see lots of different things in that area. And then the last part of picking that destination is that I do really like to treat myself to a very nice hotel, and there were some very nice hotels in that area. Whereas some of the other destinations that were coming up along that coast that you could fly to from Bristol, they just didn't have nice hotels.
Okay, why did you choose the hotel that you did in the end?
Mixture of reasons. I spent a lot of time looking, and because we were gonna use Nice as a base and then travel to different places along the coast, it would be really handy if it was near the station. So, and this one was. And also, I think when I go on holiday, it's really nice to stay somewhere nicer than where you live at the moment, so that you can like have a bit of the millionaire lifestyle for just a few days. And this hotel let you do that because it looked really, 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 really zhuzhy. Like it was interior design, wow, it looked on the pictures, and I thought that'd be a really nice place to stay. Whereas a lot of the hotels in Nice are actually quite dated, so even the 5-star ones that are on the seafront, which is lovely to be on the seafront, they would just look like they'd seen better days, and the decor wasn't very nice, and so I discarded them because of that reason. So ended up finding one that was in a good location, that was interior design, wow.
Well, you must have done some research, and the particular things that you use to do your research when you were looking for this particular hotel, why did you use those particular tools rather than the
Okay, so I looked for the hotel on hotels.com, and I've used that site a lot and I really like it. And the thing that I really like about that site is that it gives you really, it's a really nice interface to look at the pictures. And because I want to stay somewhere nice, I don't read the description, I do my first screen on the pictures and see what the pictures look like. So I had a really good look on hotels.com and found a few that looked nice, that were I could look on the map and see that they were in the right sort of location. And then I looked on TripAdvisor to see what there had been said about them, but I did that as kind of a second step because personally I find with more expensive hotels, TripAdvisor doesn't always give very good reviews, but sorry, very representative views, because some of the hotels I tested TripAdvisor by looking at some of the hotels I'd stayed at and really, really liked, and they hadn't actually received very good reviews on TripAdvisor. And I think that when you are at the top end of the market, people are fussier, and especially Americans, and they will just really give quite damning and quite picky reviews, even for somewhere that's quite nice. So I don't start off with TripAdvisor. I start off using my own eyes to check where it is on the map and to check how it looks, and then I will just do a double check that there's nothing really awful. So these ones that I discarded because the decor wasn't good, that wasn't because TripAdvisor said the decor wasn't good. It was because I could see in the picture it looked really dated. So yeah, I did a first search on hotels.com and then I did reviews.
Okay, so you think it's really important to get a variety of reviews, and you do quite a lot of research beforehand. Why did you look online rather than going in a travel agent's?
Travel agents tend to sell packages, and because of my boyfriend's situation, he's got children, so we're only going for like 3 or 4 days. So we're not going for 7 days or 14 days. So to give the flexibility, it's just better for us to book the flights that fit around the flight times and the school run and the babysitting times, and then pick the hotel separately. So that's why and that is easier to put together yourself online. And also I prefer to look myself at all the pictures rather than have some travel agent try and sell you what they've got the most commission on. My best friend used to be a travel agent, and I'm totally aware that they try and switch you into what they've got availability on and what they get the better commission on. So always a little pinch of salt. I don't think they're entirely independent, so I'd like to form my own view. I think travel agents would be still really good if I was going on a long haul holiday for 14 nights. I think I would probably check with a travel agent. But for the sort of little break that we were doing, I think online is better. But I might be totally wrong on that. I don't know. I haven't done the travel agent for such a long time. I don't know. Do you know what? I didn't even think to go into the travel agent. My first thought was to look online. My friends used to say that I think travel agents are brilliant if you're a family, and they used to come into her and they used to say, we want to go on holiday. So she used to say, well, what sort of holiday do you want to go on? Somewhere hot. And that was it. So she'd have to break that down for them to then get to the point where it ended up being 2 weeks stay in Turkey or something, but was good for children. But actually, if you already know that in your head, then I think it's easier just to go straight yourself.
Just tell me, I think you might have said, but so why did you choose the flights?
Chose the flights because we wanted to fly from Bristol, because that's local, our local airport, and because we're only going for a few days, don't want to spend a lot of time trekking around the country before we fly. I want to get straight to the airport and straight there to optimise our time there. And we chose the flights because they fitted in with the days we wanted. Not every destination flies from Bristol every day, so that knocks some destinations out. And then the flight times themselves, and then also the price as well. So it's kind of a mixture of all of those things. We wanted times that would fit in with us too.
Okay. Why did you look online on your computer and not on the mobile phone?
Because the pictures are really important, and it's just easier to look on a computer because you can see them more clearly, and the interactive maps of where the hotel is on the relative to the seafront, all of that mapping stuff works a lot better on the computer than it does on a mobile at the moment. I'm sure that will change soon.
Okay, thank you.